Take your time in getting a seat. We're not rushing you in any way. We wanted to make sure that Micah Rowe was correct when he said we'll start about 10 minutes late. So we did pretty good. We're glad you're here tonight, first of all. Merry Christmas to you all. We have a special evening planned. A lot of people are going to be involved in this service. A lot of people have kind of prepared their hearts and minds. We pray you've done the same. I hope that when you came in, you grabbed the candle out of the basket. That's for later in the service. But with that, I would like to, if I could, pray, and then we'll go ahead and begin tonight's worship service. So join me in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for this holy night and the truth that in that evening, in that manger, the biggest miracle of all time happened, in that you extended your love to us through a baby. And Father, tonight as we come into his presence, as we come into his room, his space, I pray that we would come with a heart of worship, of adoration for who he is and for all he does for us each day. And Father, we pray that your spirit would dwell richly with us, that not only could we magnify and glorify him tonight, but that we could actually be drawn nearer to him through our experience of worship. We love you so much, and we thank you for Christmas and the miracle of baby Jesus. In Christ's name, amen.
Good evening. This thing is really, really loud. What I'd like to do first is just invite everybody to sing with us. As we go through the night, we're gonna have the words up here, and for most of the songs. And I would just encourage you, if you feel like singing, sing along. And if you want to just sit there and reflect and take it all in, do that as well. There's a lot of folks that are actually just involved up here, and just going to be a really cool time together tonight.
Faithful, joyful and triumphant, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come let us adore him.
Our first reading will be from Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
Child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping. When angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keep. Shepherds God and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him blood, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Out of you will come from me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times.
Luke 2, 1 through 4. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went down to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David.
Thank you. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
Did
Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant."
From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.
His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation.
He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud of their inmost thoughts.
He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up humble.
He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty.
He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers.
I've traveled
should have held my place, but I offer all I am. Oh, the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong.
Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us."
Luke 2:5-7. Joseph went to Bethlehem with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room at the inn.
keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men in whom his favor rests."
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
2:15-19. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary, she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Shining in the air. In Luke, we heard the angels say, "There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The dictionary in Webster's defines a Savior as a person who saves or rescues someone. God gave us a very valued gift, the gift of a baby in a manger, our Savior Jesus Christ. In Exodus, God's presence made visible in a fiery pillar of light, and that light guided the Israel children through the wilderness. In Matthew, a light in the sky, a star guided the wise men till it came and rested over top where baby Jesus was. God also gave us a light to guide us through a dark world of sin. He gave us a Savior, Jesus, the light of the world. The Jews, they have a feast this time of year, and it's called the Feast of Dedications, or the Festival of Lights. We know it as Hanukkah. It's where the temple was desecrated, and they light a menorah. 8 days they cleanse it's a cleansing of the temple. And so they dedicate their lives, and they look back and dedicate their lives in the temple back to God. And this Christmas gives us a time to reflect and look back in our lives, what God had done for us. He gave us a very special gift, the gift of of light, that we can shine in the world. He gave us a Savior. He gave us Jesus Christ.
Feel free to sing along. Thank you.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for a chance for us to get together and celebrate the birth of Jesus. Lord, I just pray that over the next few days and throughout the year, it sounds trite, but Lord, I just pray that that this miracle is in our hearts always. In Jesus' name, amen. It is 5:15.